Country Club FM.
Here we go. It is the Almanac. Get this thing going. I'm Jim, and there's the man who puts man in Almanac, Neil Freeman. You put the man in Almanac, right?
Well, yeah, I think I do, actually.
It is. Oh, somebody for your Italian trip just... they have volunteered to go to Italy with you in your carry-on luggage.
Oh.
So I don't know if that guy's name is Peter Dinklage or Mini Me.
Right.
Vern Troyer, though, is dead.
Yeah, he's not going.
Yeah. Moment of silence for Vern Troyer, Mini Me. Today, History Tuesday, April 30th, 120th day of the year, 245 left to go. That's 245. 1803, the U.S., purchased the Louisiana Territory from France officially on this date, 15 mil.
That was the rate, 15?
Yeah. Do you think they would want to buy it back? Or maybe you're going to Italy, and are you going to broker a trade with Italy buying back the Louisiana Purchase?
Yeah, we're going to see what we can do, swing a deal.
I think part of that included Minnesota, didn't it? The south or west side of the Mississippi, I think, was included in that land brokerage. 1900 this date, it was taking place in Mississippi.
Casey Jones climbs in a cabin. Casey Jones orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to the promised land.
Casey Jones did take a trip to the promised land on this date, 1900. He was trying to stay on schedule, and he was driving way too fast.
Yep.
He was going way too fast on the tracks, couldn't keep it, tried to hold it. He was driving the Cannonball Express, but he kept it in control long enough to allow everybody else to survive and to escape and unhook the other cars and whatnot on this date, 1900. Vaughan, Mississippi is where that train wreck took place, and there are now plaques and all kinds of memorials there at Vaughan, Mississippi. When I lived down there, I should have gone there and visited. It would have been nice, like I did where the plane crash happened up in Iowa, Clear Lake.
Right.
That was 1900. 1938 this date.
Sure, glad to get rid of that
dope.
That's what you think.
So that's Porky Pig, obviously. And Porky Pig is trying to shoot a rabbit. That rabbit was not known as Bugs Bunny yet. It was known as Happy Rabbit.
Mm.
Happy Rabbit appeared in the cartoon called Porky's Hare Hunt.
Right.
Porky's Hare Hunt. And that is the rabbit that would later evolve into Bugs Bunny.
Huh. Yeah, you could hear.
He sounded more like Woody Woodpecker, though.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he, a little bit? Yeah. And, of course, Walter Lance, I think, was involved in some of that in the early goings in Warner Brothers before he went and did his own thing with Woody Woodpecker and Chili Willy and Wally the Walrus, some of those great ones. Andy Panda was another one that he did, Neil. Well, I'm bringing back some memories, aren't
I? Great memories.
How about 1939?
Hereby dedicate the World's Fair, the New York World's Fair of 1939.
He was a very proud New Yorkian.
Yes, he was.
Right, wasn't he?
Yeah.
FDR, and he was president in 1939. He became the first president to ever appear on television. That little thing, that little bit, that opening of the World's Fair in New York was televised. One of the early television things ever.
Yeah, 1939.
1939. It was more of an experiment for RCA and NBC.
Yeah, not very many people had TV.
No, not many people were watching. The ratings were very low.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that. Kind of like they were for Joni Loves Chachi.
Similar.
1939, Lou Gehrig. This is the day he played in his 2,130th consecutive game. 21-3-0 would be his last one. They had an off day the next day, and then on May 2nd, he would take himself out of the lineup. He'd say, "Skip, I can't go." And obviously, he didn't know at the time, but he was sick with ALS.
Very sad.
And the man who replaced Lou Gehrig on May 2nd was the Babe. But not that Babe. Babe Dahlgren was the man who replaced him. So he's the reverse Wally Pipp.
Right.
That was 1939 on this date. 1942, did you know that we used to build submarines in the Great Lakes? The first submarine ever built on the Great Lakes launched on this date in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Huh.
Manitowoc, Wisconsin, they built submarines. It makes sense during World War II, bring it inland.
Yeah.
Less susceptible to any kind of an attack on either of the coasts, so bring them inland to that submarine capital of the Upper Midwest, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. How about 1945 here on this date? Actually, 1939, 1945. Where are we going here?
45.
Kind of lost my track here. This is what we need.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead. I'll repeat that. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
This was the date that Adolf Hitler committed suicide along with his wife of one day, Eva Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler was 56. The Russian troops were closing in. The end was inevitable.
Very near.
Yes, 1945. Let's move on a couple of more years. 1947.
FDR forecast the bounty that would be brought to the arid Southwest by the Great Dam, begun during the previous administration and since renamed for President Hoover. Then it was the mightiest construction job in all history, the greatest dam of the world.
Now, in my view, the greatest dam of the world was Florida Evans. Damn.
That was one of the best.
On good times. Yeah. But I guess Hoover Dam is right up there. This was the date that Boulder Dam was renamed Hoover Dam.
Okay.
After Herbert Hoover. Uh-huh. And that's a good thing for Hoover. Because there weren't a lot of good things that he was named after. Hoovervilles during the Great Depression.
Hoover
the shanty towns. Yeah. The shanty towns where the homeless people were living were called Hoovervilles.
That's no good.
Here he had something called and something to be proud of for him and his family. Mm-hmm. Hoover Dam. He started construction and did the whole deal during his administration. As you heard during that newsreel clip, that was in 47. How about 52?
Take any fruit or vegetable. Just stick in eyes, then ears, and then the mouth. You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world.
Oh, for crying out.
You know, when I want to see the funniest looking people in the whole world, I just go to Walmart.
Right. That's certainly workable.
I mean, but you can take a carrot, you can take a potato using real food.
Right.
Mr. Potato Head became the first toy to be advertised on network TV, and that's, I don't know if that's the actual first advertisement, but that is from the
1950s. It's got to be pretty close.
It's got to be pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Were you old enough to have one where you put it in the real potatoes?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
We didn't have that.
We did.
We were getting those kind of gifts and toys, they had the plastic potatoes.
Right.
But, you know, if you try to slice them into julienne fries, it doesn't work.
Nope.
Doesn't work, the plastic ones.
Yeah, we could play all day and then have it for supper.
How nice is that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, baked bean, you know, you've got eyes, ears, and nose on it one time, and then later on it's wrapped in foil.
Yeah, it was perfect.
So that was 1952. 1988, what is the deal with having the largest food? We had the largest and longest sausage the other day.
Right.
You know, 28 miles or whatever it was.
Yeah, right.
Here's the longest banana split ever made.
Ooh.
It was in Sellens Grove, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It was 4.5 miles long.
4.5 mile long banana split.
I don't know where they got a 4.5 mile long banana. Maybe by Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Or someplace, Lilliput.
3 Mile Island.
Where Gulliver went to. 1988, that was this date. And then it was 1993.
The 5-inch blade narrowly missed Selish's spinal cord.
Oh, yeah. I remember
it was
that.
A sickening and unprovoked attack, recalled by her opponent that day.
I heard a noise like something like that. I didn't, at the time, I didn't realize there was knife and blood. I just thought somebody hit her and she fell.
That was Magdalena Maleva, who was playing Monica Seles at that time. And, you know, she was stabbed by a fan of Monica,
Steffi
Graf. Yeah. Because Monica Seles had taken over the number one ranking in the world. This guy was angry. So what are you doing? You're angry about that?
Yeah. He did like her, you know, the
grunting.
Yeah.
Yes.
The grunting wore him out.
You know, a piece of duct tape over her mouth would have been just fine.
Right. You
didn't have to go to the extreme of the knife. Birthdays now.
Oh, and this is Lars and me at the Matterhorn. Oh, breathtakingly beautiful. Yes, I just had my hair done.
Cloris Leachman, she was Phyllis on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
She was good.
She's still with us.
Gosh.
She is 93. She had her own show called Phyllis, and then she was on Malcolm in the Middle. She was great on Raising Hope as Mama. And, remember High Anxiety? She was the nurse.
Yes.
What was it? Nurse Diesel.
Right.
The Mel Brooks movie, High Anxiety. Yes. You know who else was in that movie? It was great. Another Harvey Korman production.
Uh-huh.
So
he and Mel Brooks,
Cloris Leachman is 93 today.
We do that to Apollo Creed, they'll put us in jail for murder. I'll see you tomorrow morning, okay?
He was Polly. He was eventually Rocky's brother-in-law. He was Adrian's brother. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who taught Rocky how to punch slabs of meat.
Right.
Hanging meat, because he worked at the meat plant. So he's the one who brought Rocky in. You know, if you're going to beat Apollo Creed, you got to treat him like a, you know, a side of beef.
Right.
He was tenderizing that beef than Rocky.
And wasn't he also Rodney Dangerfield's like driver and man?
Easy Money.
In Back to School.
Back to School. That was it, yeah. Burt Young, 79. They called him Zeke. They probably still call him Zeke.
Probably.
One of the great point guards of all time out of Indiana. Detroit Piston, won some championships there. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas, 58. It's so complicated.
Oh, I love it. I'm so frustrated. I want to hold you close. Love that song. Push you away. I want to make it. Shirley had a couple of hits.
Yeah, Carolyn Don Johnson. Not to be confused with Carolyn Philip Michael Thomas. Is that the other guy on Miami Vice? That's
I think
a name
it was.
That comes
yeah.
to name.
Yeah.
Carolyn Don Johnson is...
We're going to do Fave Five songs with people with three names.
David
Carpenter, John Michael Montgomery, David Allen Coe.
Michael Martin Murphy.
Carolyn Don Johnson.
Anybody out there with four names?
Well, we'll add them in, too.
Yeah, that'll be a whole other category. Mm. We have two birthdays from the cast of The Big Bang Theory here today.
I hate my name. It has nerd in it. Leonard.
Yes, that's Leonard. Leonard. Johnny Galecki is 44. And then his buddy Rajesh, we just call him Raj, he's also having a birthday.
Don't ruin it for me, man. I printed out a PDF to read on the potty. The potty? What are you, five? It's a potty. What do you call it? Toilet. That's a little vulgar for the dinner table, don't you think? Oh, and potty is okay? Potty's innocent. Potty's adorable.
What do you do in the potty? Wee wee?
If I don't have to boom boom.
That's Kunal Nayar.
He's pretty good.
He's Rajesh. He is 38 today. Kirsten Dunst, 37. I think she plays the best of the heroines of the Spider-Man movie universe, don't you think?
I would agree.
You have a knack for getting in trouble.
You have a knack for saving my life. I think I have a superhero stalker.
I was in the neighborhood.
You are amazing.
Yeah, because he is the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, the amazing Spider-Man. They got it all in there. That's Kirsten Dunst.
She was great.
I don't know what she's up to now. She was on Fargo a few years ago, the TV version of Fargo. 37 today, and she's Wonder Woman.
I've killed things from other worlds before.
Is she with you?
I thought she was with you.
No, she's by herself. She can handle herself just fine, Neil. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, there's got to be another movie coming out with her soon.
I think so, too, because the first one was very popular.
Absolutely.
Gal Gadot is 34.
Gone but not forgotten today, College Football Hall of Famer Fielding Yost. He coached the University of Michigan football team to a pretty good record. He was 55-1.
The hockey arena is named after him.
Yes, Yost Arena. There he is, Fielding, 1871. Emmy Award-winning actress Eve Arden.
With plenty of support for Coach Calhoun and the Rydell Rangers. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
She was the principal at Rydell High, Greece, baby.
Yes, there it is, Eve Arden, 1908. He was Grandpa Munster, Al Lewis.
Not as bad as Grandpa's making it out. It couldn't be worse. You ruined Eddie's car. You ruined the birthday. I don't want to discuss it. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to talk about it.
How good was he?
Get out of this house!
He was good, and he looked old, and he wasn't old, but he grew old. Al Lewis was born on this day in 1923. Remember Gary Collins?
And I can't think of a better example of all the positive results of the experience in our reigning Miss America, who has worn her crown proudly over the past year. Let's greet her now. Miss America 1989, Gretchen Carlson.
Hey, how about that? One of our own.
Hey, I can find him.
Nice job. Gary Collins was an actor and did some
He's hosting Miss America there. And he was number two. He was number two as far as the length of tenure behind Burt Parks.
1938 for Gary Collins. And actress Jill Clayburgh, she was, I remember her opposite Burt Reynolds in Semi-Tough, was in several other movies. Jill Clayburgh, 1944. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot somebody with local ties.
Oh.
Come back. When you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world.
It's Bobby V.
Oh, sure. We just had his nephew on.
Is that one of the days I was gone?
Yeah.
He was born on the state 1943. Fargo, he's from Fargo. In the Fargo-Moorhead area. Passed away, died in Rogers.
Yes.
He
had Alzheimer's, right?
We may not have known who he was. Or he may not have become famous if not for the day the music dies.
Died, right.
Because he filled in for Buddy Holly in Moorhead or Fargo.
And did a real nice job.
And the rest is history. Mm-hmm. You know who could have also been on that plane? Dion.
Really?
Of Dion and the Belmonts. He was part of that winter caravan tour as well, but he didn't want to spend the money for the plane ticket, so he rode the bus.
Yeah. He and Waylon.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot is made about Waylon not going.
Right.
But Dion also could have possibly been on that plane.
Yeah.
But who knows how close he was to buying a ticket. He sounded a little frugal.
Waylon had a ticket and gave it up to the big bopper, of course.
Let's do the ultimate summer six-pack. Oh, and now they're all gone but not forgotten. Your summer six-pack, ultimate summer six-pack, summer song of the day today is Hal Ketchum's Small Town Saturday Night. Listen to it today. Listen for it between 2 and 4. And that's 2 to 4, Small Town Saturday Night. Be caller 6, 763-450-0100. If you're caller 6, you win a box of no-name steaks, and you will be then qualified for the big Friday drawing, the weekly Friday drawing for the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack. Those are 6 tickets to the biggest, actually 12 tickets because it's a pair to each, the biggest music events throughout the summer, and a $50 gift card from Cub. Thank you, Miller Chevrolet. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Kenny Chesney, Live a Little?
Uh-huh.
John Anderson, Black Sheep. Pam Tillis, Maybe It Was Memphis.
I got to go John Anderson today.
John Anderson starts it out. All requests lunch hour, noon to 1. Have a great day, everybody. Even you, Neil.
Thank you. All right. Okay.